All right, new week, new stories. Rob Shooter is here. My name is Garrett. Thank you for listening to us each and every week. We see the texts, we see the tweets, we see the Instagrams, and all we could really say is thank you. So thank you very much for listening to us. Rob, how are you?
Hello,
buddy?
My friend. I'm very well. How are you? Hair looking sharp today, Garrett.
You know, I'm trying to grow it out.
I see it's a lot of gel in it today.
Yeah, it was a late night. I was.
Where were you?
I was at MetLife Stadium for the Super Bowl of wrestling events, WrestleMania 35. Fun night. It's as an adult, you know, as a kid, it's like bigger than life.
Right.
As an adult, it's more putting your disbelief about everything you might know about wrestling, leave it in the car, and just have stupid fun for, you know, which I thought, by the way, 5 o'clock, the show started. I didn't get there until like 7, 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. you know, when the real thing got
right.
going.
Right. It's like the tennis match.
You didn't end until after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Did you stay till one?
Hell no.
What time did you leave it?
I left around midnight.
And your bedtime is normally?
9:30, 10 o'clock.
And you get up at
3:45. Yes, so I'm running on fumes, but you know you have this je ne sais quoi.
Look at that.
As Rob Shooter walks into a studio and life comes into it. But yeah, it was a fun night. A lot of celebrities there.
Is it
too.
Really? Is it a big deal?
Oh yeah, no, it was like Mario Lopez was there.
Oh wow.
There. Jimmy Fallon was there.
Oh, Jimmy was there.
Colin Jost and Michael Che.
A friend of mine has just got a new job on the Jimmy Show. A really Ooh. Top job. Like she was at the Today Show for 20 years. Her name is JK. She's brilliant. One of my favorite people in New York City. So after 20 years at the Today Show, they hired her when Jimmy went to Puerto Rico. Remember that
yep.
amazing? It was like a special. It was
yeah.
It was so amazing.
He did the whole show
and
from Puerto Rico.
So Jenny produced a lot of that. And after that, they were like, would you ever leave the Today Show? I never thought she would, but she's got this new job at Jimmy. But she's only just started, but she says he is everything you want him to be.
I'm sure.
She said he's cool and kind and funny.
He's got
and
the beard
cheeky.
Going right now. Are you like, I've never seen you with facial hair, but are you a beard or no beard?
There's
type
a new
of guy?
Study out that's really just in the last couple of weeks that say guys with beards now are getting all the action.
Right.
So they surveyed a ton of girls, some guys too, and they said that beards make women particularly feel very erotic,
comfortable, yeah.
and sexy. And they said it's
for
sort
you
of like
personally,
a,
like your taste.
I would
beard
rather,
or no beard?
I'd rather clean shaven.
Well, yeah, you're a clean like, shaven, but clean. See, so you're a clean shaven guy. But I would take you for a guy that would like beards because it's something that you're not that you personally don't like. So polar opposites attract.
Yeah, it's not for me. Like if I saw, like I'd rather you, Garrett, clean shaven. If you had a moustache. I'd like it.
Mustaches are creepy. Like, if you just have a mustache, you need the whole thing. You have just a mustache, it is creepy.
That hipster vibe
you think
for me.
Mustache, who's the only first person you think of when you hear mustache?
Dr. Phil.
I think Ron Jeremy.
God, the porn star.
Yeah, the porn star.
I met him once. And
did you shower and get tested for all?
I met him. I didn't have sex with
no,
him.
I'm
I met him.
Still, you meet him. And,
he's not a good looking. He's not cute, but he has an enormous, you know what? And
penis and a brain.
It's quite something. But I knew who he was. Hi, right? I mean, he's kind of like a star. People
so,
don't know.
You were just talking about the Today Show. You were actually in the audience for Kathy Lee's final show of the fourth hour
of the Today Show.
Just the other day. How was that experience?
Surprisingly emotional.
Really?
So I was invited to go to the show and to sit in the audience. And I wasn't there really as like a VIP. I was in the audience and I liked it.
Well, you've contributed over
I've been on the show a ton. I like her. My friend Barry Manilow was on as the final guest, but I didn't go with Barry. I didn't want to be part of that. I didn't want to be backstage in the dressing rooms. I wanted to go as an audience member. So I lined up in the line that you would do for SNL with Jimmy Fallon.
For hours.
I went into like they built a whole visitor center. So I sat in there, went up in the elevator. I gotta tell you, Kathy Lee is old school showbiz.
Yes.
She knows to land a joke. Ta-da!
Yeah.
She knows when to do a handstand. And she is unapologetic about being emotional, about her religion. And there's something so uncool about her that makes her cool.
Cool, yeah.
She's just cool.
Exactly.
And like, she doesn't try. Like, she doesn't like Hamilton or any of that stuff. She likes Rodgers and Hammerstein. Like, she's just old school
shit. There's a way about her.
And so for an hour to sit there and say goodbye, it was great. It was a really, really lovely, lovely, lovely hour.
See,
I really enjoyed it.
You know what else I did over the
weekend?
I got upset.
Like, I was like, oh my God. Because I remember her from Regis.
Yes.
I've been watching her, not just the Today Show.
Did I ever show you the clip when I was on
Regis?
Yeah.
Your mom worked in that office. So I I used to, when I was a publicist, I'd take guests to Regis, and she was charming then, but she was on Regis, what, for 11 years? Today show 11 years. That's 20 years
that's crazy.
Of TV. And I loved it.
Girl needs a vacation.
Well, she's in Nashville now. So yeah. Straight after the show, she went down to Nashville with some friends, and she's having a girls' weekend.
Not coming back.
I don't think she will. She said to me, it was quite emotional. She was like, her mom died, her husband died, her kids are growing up, they're dating. She's like, I feel all alone. And she's like, I am lucky enough financially, and a lot of people aren't, to start over.
Right.
She said, I can sell the house, I can move to wherever I want to go, I don't have to get a job. So she's made a lot of money.
Imagine
she's saved
life, like, I know. You
just could get to Paris. I could just go to Egypt. I could just, like, it's so beautiful. But a lot of people, even with money, don't do it because they get stuck in a routine. She was like, I don't want to live in the past. I don't want to just have memories. I want to have a new life. She's talking about dating again. She's ready to date. And I think we're gonna
coming across Kathy Lee on Tinder.
Like,
so you're sitting in your apartment, and you're like, she's up in Connecticut probably. So
it will be Christian Mingle.
Farmersonly.com.
I want her to find love. And so she's down in Nashville. I think she's going to move there.
Why do I smell a reality show. I don't like it.
Do you know what's actually happened, though?
No, do not tell Kris Jenner.
No. She's the godparent to the two kids, Kylie and
Chloe.
No, the two little ones.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce's biological kid. It's Kylie and Kendall.
Yes.
And so she's the godparent. So she knows Kris for 20 years.
Yep.
And the ratings for the Kardashians are the worst they've ever been. I would not be surprised if Kathy Lee is asked to move
Aunt
to LA.
Kathy comes over. Speaking of the Kardashians, so I finished, I binge watched the People versus OJ over the weekend.
Pretty great.
It was interesting to see, like, a story that I was in, like, fourth grade when it actually happened. So I really didn't pay attention because you're a fourth grader. Who gives a crap?
You didn't even know who OJ was. For the orange juice commercials or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he was a football player that allegedly might have killed someone. Right. You know, cast your own judgments.
To listening to NSYNC.
Well, yeah, exactly. It pretty much. Well, they weren't around just yet. 2 years.
Debbie Gibson?
Yeah. It was the border of, like, Green Day and New Kids on the Block.
Got it.
But seeing the fact how you know, the Kardashians were involved even back then. I think if Robert Kardashian wasn't on that trial and kind of put them into the family, into a forefront as a name.
Yeah, we learned the name.
I think we wouldn't have the Kardashians we would today. So as big of a Kardashian.
Another thing to blame OJ for.
Technically, you could. Because he was his friend. And or if Robert Kardashian, allegedly according to the show, spoke up and said, I can't be your friend. I don't believe you anymore, which eventually led to it. I think if he did it straight out, it would have meant this could have steered the course of the Kardashian lifestyle tremendously.
Very different way.
No Kris Humphries.
No Kris Humphries.
No Kanye.
No Lamar.
Think of what
the whole American history is in waves.
Rob Schur, listen to me and listen to me good. I think we just have a movie. I think this is a movie. It picks up.
It
picks up with Robert Kardashian telling OJ, I can't be your friend anymore.
And then we get no Real Housewives. We get, like, the Kardashians started it all.
It's like a world. There's a movie coming out. I don't know how I'm going to tie this in, but there's a movie coming out about the Beatles music. And one guy is a musician trying to make it big. He gets struck by lightning, and then he starts playing these Beatles songs when he's at a party. Mm-hmm. But the problem is the rest of the world has no idea about any of these songs. So he goes he goes through life introducing the Beatles to the rest of the world and gets all the acclaimed fame from it.
If you could go back in time, I think about this a lot. If I could go back in time and I could steal something, because I know about it, but I could pretend I wrote it. So I think I'd pick Harry Potter. I think if I went back in time, like 20 years, I think I would write a book called Harry Potter because I know the story.
Right.
I could steal that book. What would you do? Would it be a song you'd write? Would you be like, what would you do?
Like, I've thought about this. It's either do I want to do something tremendously big right now or something everlasting? Because tremendously big, you get all the money and...
See, I might invent the Snuggie, that blanket.
Go
back in time and invent that. If I went back far enough, could I invent Levi's? I might invent jeans.
I just bought some Levi's too. Justin Timberlake has a new line. It's fabulous.
You bought Justin Timberlake.
I did. I have a problem, Rob.
You
when it comes to him, he literally could put his face on toilet paper and I'd probably buy it. I'd probably buy it.
If you had enough beers, would you kiss him?
No. No. But he is the guy I would sit
down
at a bar.
You're the one saying, I like you.
I would sit down at a bar and go talk everything non-related to his fame. You know what I mean? Like, so, the other day I was at Target and then...
Mine's Adele. I have a crush on Adele. Like, well, I just think she went to that drag bar downtown and I interviewed the drag artists that were at the bar and they were like, she was amazing. She was amazing. They said that she gave them like $400 in cash and she wants them to do the birthday party. It's like, that's my rent for that kid. Like, he's like so excited.
Now, given $400 is a lot of money, when you hear Adele and she leaves a $400, you would hope like the drinks were like $20 and she put $400 down.
Even better. The drinks were free, so she didn't have to do anything. So when you go and you're Adele, they were just like, whatever you want, girl. Drinks are free. So she didn't have to do anything. And she pulled out and her money. I loved it. I love a detail. Her money was $50 bills.
Ooh. Ooh. Now, do you really? So it's like.
So where did she get them? She got to get them at the ATM.
No, you have to get a bank.
So she went to the bank.
You have to go to the bank. Well, maybe she came over from London and she stopped off
at the exchange. What's the rate here? It's too expensive.
And, imagine Adele waiting online, like you're coming from overseas and you have to exchange the money and Adele's online.
I was with Paris Hilton in London once, that Paris Hilton, and she hadn't got any cash. And she went down to the front desk and she was like, can I get like a cash advance on my room? And they were like, of course, Miss Hilton. How much? She said £10,000.
Oh, yeah,
they were expecting like a couple of £100. They were expecting maybe like £500. When she said £10,000.
That's one of those.
Just for the weekend. It's like weekend money. They were like, what?
Rob, that's one of those where the front desk person goes, let me go call the manager. I'll be right back. Please hold. Have some candy. It's over there. 1 second. And then you sit there and awkwardly until, okay, we got it approved, but...
How do you think Jenna Bush is going to say? She started today, so Kathy Lee's gone. It's Jen. That's hard.
I think in anything in life, especially in the entertainment business, you always don't want to be the person that replaces the person that just left.
Right, I want to be two down.
But yeah, exactly. You want to be the person that replaces the person because ultimately, like, look, Conan replaced Leno. Leno came back, you know, whatever, but then Jimmy Fallon came in to replace.
Right.
You kind of.
The first one's really tricky, unless you're a huge celebrity. So, had they hired Chrissy Teigen or somebody, I think people would have tuned in this morning to see.
Just to see it, but I think it'll be just a flash in the pan.
Do you think, this was the debate in the studio on Friday, do you think they should have brought Jenna out and given her a moment? Like Kathy's,
No, it's Kathy's moment. You know, you don't need the passing of the baton. You kind of had it leading up to it. But yeah, a day like that, last day on the show, that's it, you know.
I think I agree.
Yeah, you don't want to take it away. You don't want to take away. Unless Kathy Lee asked for it, now that's a different story.
Had you been Kathy Lee, so the day that you leave here,
yes,
will you pass your baton, so to speak, it says dirty?
I've passed it many of times. For me, maybe, because I'm that type of person where it's like, I don't need this spotlight 24/7. You know, I could, on a day like that, I could say, I recognize the future as opposed to not look forward to the future because the audience listening is there and you don't want to say, oh, screw you, I'm getting in the car, right. Have a nice day.
Right.
As long as it's on good terms, which you never know in this business.
You're a nice guy, though. I'd be on good terms.
Yeah, I would think that you say, you know, this is the person that's coming, you know, coming in. They're amazing.
Who replaced Carolina? Carolina's the biggest star of the show that probably left so far.
Yeah, I would, then it was Bethany, and then Bethany, from Bethany to...
Oh, Bethany was the replacement for Carolina.
Right.
It's amazing how life ticks by. I do love
it. Yeah, it goes by super quick, and just in general alone. But it's funny that you said Paris Hilton, because going back to our Kardashian No More movie, Paris Hilton wouldn't be existing.
She wouldn't exist.
She would exist, but she wouldn't be who she is today.
Right.
And then she wouldn't be hanging out with Kim Kardashian.
Although, I think you can make a case for our movie, for our scriptwriters, if you're listening, that Paris brought Kim into the forefront.
Oh, of course.
So I don't think, if we got rid of Kim... I don't know if that would get rid of Paris.
I don't think we'd get rid of Kim. I just think the course of life would be different.
Who changed your course of life? Mine was Bruce. When I met my husband, Bruce, he was an American. He was in show business. He changed the course of my life. So it wasn't just romantically.
Was Bruce over in London? Or
Bruce was in Edinburgh. So I was studying, getting my master's, thank you very much.
In what?
In political science.
Oh, political science.
In Edinburgh. And then I was
could have stopped Brexit. Now this is the movie.
And then I was going to go to London and work for an MP or do something.
What's an MP?
a member of parliament. So okay, like you would have a member of the house here. So a congressman. So I wanted to go. I didn't necessarily want it to be a congressman or an MP, but I wanted to be somehow involved in government. So I was going to go down to London and work in Whitehall, which is our sort of like a capital.
I could see you arguing. And, would you have to wear a wig?
I might. I like wigs. I big white one. And Bruce changed my life. Who changed your life?
My life? I would definitely say my wife, only because that is the grounder. Like that's the person that grounds you.
It's the nicest part of life, having like the job stuff comes and goes for me. No, it's nice, I like it, but
that's the constant. You know, the job. You know, you can get a new job, you can get an old job, new friends, old friends. But as long as you have that one constant, that, and then I would say, you know, my family at the end of the day.
How did this happen for you? What was the links of events
to
that
get
led
to the radio station?
Z100.
I was a senior in high school, listened to the radio station, and I went to a bowl-a-thon that the radio station was putting on against the other radio station at the time. And this is a thing that you miss. Like, you getting into radio now, you miss out on these great things from, like, almost 20 years ago almost. But I said, hey, I want to get into radio. Came and they're like, well, you need college credit. Couldn't do that as a senior in high school because you don't get credit in high school, you do in college. So that summer, came up, visited the radio station once, and then
did you know when you walked through the door, you're like, this is where I want to be?
Oh, of course. Yeah. It was one of those, like you know, with the exception of sports, you could pretty much, as long as you know what you want to do, you could do it. Like you and I, like we could say, like, I want to be a soccer player, I want to be a football player, I want to be a basketball player. Unless you're freaking talented and went to school for it, there's no way you're going to make professional sports. But in the other way, as long as you know what you want to do in life, whether it be, you know, radio or pharmacist, as long as you know at an early age, it's pretty much
you
spot
can do it.
On.
My nephew is a pilot. I can't believe it. He's a pilot.
But did he want to be a pilot?
Yes, from his little kid. He had little planes when he was 5 or 6 years old, and they figured out a way that he could become a pilot.
Well, yeah, for me, it was growing up. You know, like you said earlier, my mom worked for ABC, still works for ABC. So I grew up on the news sets and the sets of talk shows, and I knew I wanted to not sit behind a desk personally. Mm-hmm. That was for me. You know, it is for some, but not for all.
And then how did the bowling turn into?
It turned into a visit once.
So come and have a visit, and then you got.
And then, you know, hey, you know, get college credit, apply for an internship, which I did freshman year of college. And, you know, you're supposed to wait till you're junior or senior so it can, you know, graduate into a job when you graduate senior year. Got credit freshman and sophomore year. Used all my credit. It is a boring story. You're yawning. But by senior year, a job opened up, and here I am.
That's fantastic. Do it, honestly. My advice is whatever you want to do, go and get it and figure out a way to get your foot in the door. Like, if you want to do stuff, go and figure out. And if you're listening and you live in New York City, it's slightly easier because there's so many doors to put your foot in. There's a lot going on here.
Well, let's see. Let's end on something juicy.
That's
before
just juicy.
Do you have anything juicy?
What
that
you is throw juicy, juicy
to you?
Juicy.
Something that was like, that you got on your phone and you're like,
I have a couple of stuff that hasn't broke yet and isn't legally ready to say.
Lawyers still have to give you the okay.
I think the talk of the town is still Britney. People are really concerned about Britney Spears, that Britney has checked herself into rehab. Her team,
I think music is done,
have been really aggressive. I'm told she's retired. Yeah. I'm told that this is it. And not in a bad way, feel happy for her. I'm told that this spotlight, this life with the challenges she has, and now potentially without her dad, is just a bad fit. And could she do concerts in Vegas? Yes. Does she need to? No. I think she's going to move back to Kentucky. To Nashville, maybe even. And I think now Britney's going to live a private life with a lot of money. She's made so much money.
You think?
She doesn't need to work anymore. So don't feel bad. In fact, I actually feel bad if she doesn't stop. But my sources are telling me that we shouldn't expect to see her perform again. Like, maybe, you know, again's a long time.
Maybe a one-off
and
here.
And benefits here, and we'd love to see her. And
that's where the Prince of Abu Dhabi comes into play.
It gives
play
you $1 billion to sing four songs.
For 30 minutes.
I think, too, though, like, it's such a rough life, and I don't want to feel bad for celebrities here because they have such a great life in many, many ways. But if you're not cut out for it, if you're not tough and strong and know who you are, it will eat you alive. And I think this business has been very cruel to Britney Spears, and Vegas helped her, but her dad really was the safety net. And to have someone's conservatorship for 11 years, initially he got it for The Weeknd, And it turned into 11 years.
Wow.
That tells you how fragile she is.
Right.
It's really hard. Well, for me to try and take over your life, for me to try and take
you
over your finances.
Many times,
the government, like, it's really, really hard.
Well, not only that, too, which we didn't realize, like, we'll never realize. Well, hopefully one day if we hit, like, Powerball or whatever, but it's a hell of a lot of money to deal with. Like,
it's a hell of a lot of money.
Like, you think you can manage your bank account now?
Oh,
I'm a
mess now. Right. No, you're nothing. I'm a mess.
Imagine, like, hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's crazy.
Millions of dollars, it's unfathomable.
It's unfathomable.
Even to think about it.
She can also, too, and I was talking to a few investor people, and they were saying she can live on royalties and her fragrance.
Right.
Her fragrance alone around the world makes her tens of millions of dollars a year. So the money's pouring in. She doesn't need to stand on a stage in Las Vegas and sing the hits for 2 hours or 40 minutes. She doesn't need to do it.
And it's something to think about, too. So if you see those artists out there, why are they doing it? They're not doing it for the money. Those are the types of people that can't get away from the stage.
They can't get away from it.
They
love it.
They love it
their
so
life.
Much.
It's
they
Donnie and Marie, and it's just the love of it. And even Celine Dion, like, she just completed 18 years in Vegas, and she's going on tour.
Yeah.
I'm like, you'll never, ever see me again.
Hey, she's not hard up for money. Right. She loves the
She
fact.
Loves this.
She loves
yeah, she
the
loves
rush.
It. Britney doesn't love it. She doesn't love it.
She did.
She did.
But she's at a different place in her life.
And I sort of, too... And at the time, it annoyed me because I really wanted her to join the tour. But Victoria Beckham not joining the Spice Girls tour, I now really respect her. She just doesn't want to do. Oh, honey.
Rob Shooter.
I'm hearing they're not speaking. So Jerry and Mel are not talking.
That tour's postponed, I think, right? Or
no, it hasn't been postponed yet, but it could be. They're in rehearsals right now.
It's on the edge.
And it's very frustrating.
By the way, they're not rehearsing. There's no way they're rehearsing. They are just like Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Barbara Walters back in 2006.
Oh, I've got a really sad story about that.
Spice Girls.
So the Spice Girls. They're meant to be in rehearsals. They built the set. It's in London. It's in a warehouse in London where they're meant to go and rehearse. They've got to rehearse. They've
Ginger.
Got to know where to put the lighting effects and the trapdoors. It's a big production.
I'm sure.
This isn't me and you on a stage,
no.
You know, giving out tickets
at,
to
at
Z100.
The church.
This is not, yes.
No.
This is Phantom of the Opera. This is big.
This is
lights,
big
costume
comeback.
Changes,
yeah.
Flat. There's got trap doors where they jump through the floor. So they've got to rehearse this. Can you imagine going to the rehearsals and those two are not speaking? So just the background, if you missed it, Mel B said she slept with Jerry Halliwell.
Now,
Ginger
back
Spice.
In the day, which
was a rumor.
Was it around the time you
I knew
were...
this because I worked for them for a little bit.
Was it around the time you were working for them?
No, I'd heard this rumor afterwards. I was right in the beginning when nobody really knew who these
right.
girls were. They were friends. They hung out. There's a lot of tension in that group.
You think?
They didn't really like each other. And then after they broke up, they never hung out. There's never pictures of them together. They were not pals. They worked together. Like me and you will get a drink. We'll
right.
go out for drinks after the show. We're friends. That was a work relationship. And if the podcast went away and we left here, we'd still be friends.
Yeah, we'd
that,
still talk.
They're not. They don't hate each other, but they don't hang out. So suddenly now, after 20 years, they're all pushed back in a room. One of them has said no. And the other one just said, I slept with you publicly.
She's
like, you didn't sleep with me. And now she's furious. So now, and Mel's going to try and kiss her on stage. Like the whole thing could go... I can't wait.
Rob Shooter. I can't wait. I don't think it's going to happen.
It will happen. They sold too many tickets.
No, refunds will be issued.
Oh, can you imagine if it doesn't happen?
Or it goes down to three members.
Oh God, it could be two. Because two of them have dropped tags and are kissing.
Yep.
It could just be the
Mel's going to be kissing herself on stage.
It could just be Mel's tour.
Mel wants this.
Mel's done this before, though. Remember when Mel said that the Spice Girls were performing at the royal wedding?
Yep.
Mel said, she just tells lies. Mel just does interviews. And she's like the Donald Trump of pop stars.
Well,
she just says stuff and we're like, what?
So I think it's not going to happen, the Spice Girls tour in London. Rob Shooter believes
it will happen.
So.
It will happen.
We will see on that. But then what do you have on the big, so Variety on last week posted audio of an argument that happened on air between Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Barbara Walters.
13 years ago. Someone held onto that tape for 13 years.
And then the audio was over. The argument was over something about political. Elizabeth Hasselbeck wanted to go one way. Barbara Walters thought another way. Elizabeth said they went to the commercial break. Everybody's smiling. Elizabeth said, I quit, ripped up her cars, walking off the stage. Everybody said, come back on stage, blah, blah, blah. What do you know? I'm hearing about this.
It makes me quite sad. So I like gossip. I do it for a living. I'm
very
told Barbara
audio.
Walters at 89 is not going to read the book and is really upset about it. And at 89, this isn't the way she wanted to end her career, her legend. I like her. I worked for her a bit. She's a tough lady, but a lot of people out there, particularly women, would say they wouldn't be in the news business if it wasn't for Barbara. Talking about people that changed your life, yep. Barbara changed a lot of people's lives, particularly women. And so there's something about this book when she's 89 and she's not going to defend herself and she's at home in New York on Fifth Avenue. We've not seen her in 2 years. She's in a wheelchair. I'm like, can we just let her have some peace? I'm a sympathetic on this one.
Yeah.
And I just feel like now... Just have
you know
some,
what she needs?
You know what I bumped into? Meredith was at Kathy Lee's party.
Oh, okay.
You forget Meredith was on The View.
Oh, there was
and so
many
I spoke to Meredith. And Meredith is decent and a good person. Meredith was like, I just don't like it. She's like, kissing and telling, and I know we love gossip. I know. She's like, Barbara changed all our lives. And that's all she'd say.
You, you
and I
was know like, you're a class Walter, act. Barbara Walters needs a nice little Eskimo kiss from Joe Biden.
That's just terrible.
Well, Rob Shooter, look
I like
that.
The new hair.
Thank you very much. And you look very you look very TV ready.
I'm very. That's exactly where I'm going next.
See, look at that. Look at that. We were we ended on one, and we went on for four more stories because that's what friends do. Thank you for listening yet again. Email us, tweet us, Instagram us, or just in Kathy Glee's case, find us on Twitter in a few Tinder in a few years.
God bless her.
Thank you for listening. We will talk to you next week. Rob, have a great week, and you as well. Thank you for listening on iHeartRadio.